Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Scouting Report. It's back like an extra birthday for everyone today. NFL football back on tonight, and that is where we will talk today. A little NFL preview, hit something from each division, maybe dive deeper into a team or two. But before we get there, let me remind you, head over, check out Agent Live 360. The number one CRM designed by sports agents for sports agents. If you are an NFL agent specifically, there are so many elements in this program that you will use. Efficiency is so important in today's landscape, and Agent Live 360 has what you need. AgentLive360.com. Sign up for a demo where, yes, me via Zoom will walk you through the entire platform on a nice demo. That's AgentLive360.com. Go over, check it out today. So, to football, the Chiefs versus Lions kick off our season tonight, where the defending champs take on a team that is getting lots of attention in a division that I expect to be highly competitive. Getting to Sunday, we get a bunch of division matchups to start the year, along with some other excellent matchups. So, let's start with the defending champs and the AFC West. Travis Kelce currently questionable for tonight. I don't expect him to play. They'll wait until the final hour to make a decision. Public, non-division, non-conference game, extra rest time after this week. Yeah, let's let him sit, play out the rest of the year. I expect Pat Mahomes under center still to put a lot of numbers up, pull this one out. Chiefs roster that I do expect to lean on the run game, hit some shots, play action, RPO game. I think this is going to be a really fun game for the five big guys up front, really just going to lean on that Detroit defense. I think it's going to be a physical game. Again, a little bit different than maybe what you would expect from the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. But again, I expect a physical downhill running offense that's going to lean on that run game tonight. On Sunday in the division, we get a few other division matchups. Broncos facing the Raiders. Sean Payton and Russell Wilson get a chance to show that they have something left in the tank. And the Raiders get to try to silence all the Chandler Jones chatter, show up and play a football game finally. I think it's going to be a competitive game for the Broncos. I think they will just edge out the Raiders at home. Later in the day, the Chargers get the Dolphins at home. The Chargers finally have a chance to brush off that collapse they had in the playoffs versus a team who has often been in the headlines for both good and bad reasons this offseason. Tua, Tyreek, Jalen, all the trade discussions. This team has a lot to prove under second-year head coach Mike McDaniel. I am going to take the Chargers in this one. I think the AFC West should be a really fun division this year with three teams that I could see sneaking into the playoffs. Sorry to the Las Vegas Raider fans out there. I don't think you'll be one of those teams. In terms of quarterback and head coach combination, this division is there near the top when you check out those two. I expect them to beat up on each other throughout the year. I do think the Chiefs come out on top of this one, but the Chargers once again being right there making the playoffs. Staying in the AFC, as we hit on the Dolphins already, a team that I have many questions on, a full offseason together to continue to shape the roster. Coach McDaniel, GM Chris Greer seem to have a plan, a fair bit of roster turnover, as you would expect, as they get exactly what they want, but a team that did struggle down the stretch a little bit last year with the health, with a number of other things. I'm going to avoid the Dolphins for this year. I'm going to place my chips elsewhere in this division. Just a good division overall. The Patriots take on the runner-up Eagles in Foxborough. More on that one later. And then on Monday Night Football, the Bills head to the New York Jets to help welcome Aaron Rodgers to the division. The Bills, who again had a little bit of roster turnover, still have some big pieces in place, quarterback being a part of that. I expect them to again be the class of this division. Though I do think they're going to stumble the playoffs, not a team that I trust down the stretch. I think the division runs through them. As for the Jets, as much as I like what they have in place in terms of the quarterback, some of the pieces on offense and defense, I still can't get behind the quarterback who was a major reason why Green Bay failed to make the playoffs last year. Number 12 has been one, if not the most fun quarterback to watch from a traits and throwing standpoint for a long time now. He makes throws in ways that almost no one else can. I also give a standing ovation to Aaron for his conviction on the COVID vax, something that I can personally relate to, all that entailed last year, 2 years ago. But he has not been the Aaron Rodgers we think of in terms of his overall career. And I would say, unlike a guy like Tom Brady, he has not adjusted his game in a way that allows him to keep winning. Maybe I'll be wrong this year, but I think the Patriots are going to be tough on him. So those Patriots, I think the Patriots, the head coach, I'm going to bet on him to sneak into the playoffs this year. I also think they are going to come out here and upset the Eagles to start the year. So, for those of you that are questioning Bill Belichick, again, put those questions aside. If you really want to find out what Bill Belichick means to the Super Bowls that Tom Brady has, again, go check out the first two, maybe three Super Bowls that the Patriots won and decide who was a bigger factor in that. Again, everybody wants to point to Tom Brady. Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and won one without Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's never won one without Tom Brady. Again, go check out those two, first two or three Super Bowls. Decide then, again, who was the major piece in those. Again, two great, two all-time first ballot Hall of Famers, without question Hall of Famers, maybe the best at what they do in terms of head coach and quarterback. Again, don't take away the greatness of either one, but again, I'm going to take Bill Belichick. I think he is going to get that team into the playoffs on a Patriots team that will just quietly fly under the radar, win a number of football games. Now to the AFC South, a division that I think is wide open. We get Jacksonville heading to Indy, Houston heading to Baltimore, and Tennessee heading to New Orleans. You got two rookie quarterbacks in this one in Stroud and Richardson. I expect Indy to struggle this year with Anthony Richards still having plenty of highlight plays. I also expect CJ Stroud now to improve every week, maybe not start hot, but I think the Texans will be flirting with a playoffs spot under first-year head coach D'Amico Ryans. I do think they'll fall just short, but I think this is a team that's just going to get a little bit better every week, maybe come up just short, finish games later in the year. I think there's going to be a lot of good signs for the future of this team. In Jacksonville, I think you'll get a little bit of a step back from this team now, from the team overall, but I do think you'll see a better, more efficient, a little bit more consistent version of Trevor Lawrence. Again, ultimately, it'll all balance out a little bit. Again, Jacksonville team is going to come up just a little bit short. Tennessee ultimately be that division winner here. Again, I'm going to take the head coach that is going to push the right buttons for this team this year. A team that, seemed like they had a little bit of everything going wrong, going sideways this offseason. I'm going to take the head coach, though. Healthy, consistent year from the quarterback, along with the restructured team in multiple spots. I expect Tennessee to win some really ugly games this year. Again, going to be a team that's easy to beat up on, but they're going to win nonetheless and, make it into the playoffs. Lastly, the AFC North, as I mentioned, the Ravens are at home against Houston. Meanwhile, the Bengals head to in-state rival Cleveland, and the Steelers host the 49ers. Good division. I think you could be looking at three teams in the playoffs as well. The Ravens, again, you start looking at what they did from a roster standpoint. Still a head scratcher in some ways for me for the unique talent that is Lamar Jackson. I think this team is, again, a wild card team that will stumble in the playoffs for the moves they make based on Lamar Jackson's strengths. Again, doesn't make complete sense to me. I'm not in the building. I trust they have a plan. I just think when Lamar Jackson's under center, I'm just not going to bet on this team to win in January. Though they will be high drama at times, fun to watch. Again, the team that ultimately comes up a little bit short. The Steelers, though improved, will fight for that number three spot with the Cleveland Browns, who will again show flashes before disappointing the dog pound again. Again, going to be very much of a Cleveland season. The best quarterback, best head coach combination, the Bengals, they'll get things back on track, quietly cruise to a division title. Again, consistent every week. Again, have some letdowns, but they'll win some big games. They'll get it done when it matters. Over to the NFC side first now. But first, hit pause right now. Head over to Twitter or X, as I guess it's called. Give me a like and a follow at RightStepADV. Also, subscribe to this podcast. Share it. Get it out there. All my stuff's going to be put out. Let me know your division picks, what players you want to talk about, or anything else that is on your mind at RightStepADV on X. So, in the NFC, let's start in that NFC North, a division that should be a lot of fun. You got the Detroit Lions heading to Kansas City tonight for a tough test to start the year. Minnesota gets Tampa at home, while Green Bay heads to Chicago in what is arguably the best NFL rivalry there is. Detroit has gotten a lot of love, you could say the most love of that division this year, despite the Vikings running away with the division last year. That strong finish for the Lions has them poised to be a team to watch, but again, I've got a ton of questions for this team. Again, I think they overachieved in a number of positions last year. They would need to duplicate that and take a step forward in a few spots if they want to be a playoff team in a division that is going to beat up on itself. I'm just going to, leave them where they are. Again, they're going to end up right there, just above 500, but ultimately miss the playoffs. The Vikings, they're going to be the consistent team again. You've got a, second year head coach working with a quarterback that is going to be consistent. Again, you've got a good roster, maybe the best overall roster on both sides of the ball. Again, positive results as they seek to finish stronger than they did last year. Packers, obviously a new quarterback who is going to be efficient in what he does, keep this team right near the top of the division. Again, it's going to be, three teams, maybe two teams fighting for that second spot, maybe get into the playoffs there. But again, I think this Packers defense will really carry that ship for them, maybe help them get into the playoffs. It's going to be a big part of their success. And then the Bears, again, they're going to be a competitive team. They're going to be fun to watch. I think Justin Fields takes another step forward, puts the team in a position for 2024, where again, you're going to be, looking at the future, saying, hey, we can go. We got some good pieces in place. I do think they will fall just short of that 500 mark and fall short of the playoffs, though. To the NFC West, the 49ers, they're going to run away with this division. I think they could have this thing locked up early in December. They do have a tough one starting across the country in Pittsburgh. Tough spot, but the roster talent is going to keep the quarterback from having to do too much. I expect a major step back from Brock Purdy, but an overwhelming defense along with the head coach that knows who his players are is going to keep this team primed for another Super Bowl berth. The Seahawks and Rams both going to struggle a lot this year, and the head coaches both are going to be asked questions about their futures. As it is fitting, they open the season in what is going to be an ugly game. The Cardinals with first-year head coach John Gannon will also struggle. I hope for JG's sake he can make it into year two with a new GM, Monty Austinfort. They open at the Commanders. Again, the 49ers are the most talented team, maybe not only in the NFC, but in the NFL. Again, I think they'll have this division wrapped up pretty early and start making some plans for the postseason. In the NFC East, there's going to be a huge slugfest for the top spot. The Commanders open with the Cardinals at home, and I expect Sam Howell and the offense to have a fun day on their way to their first win. The Eagles, as I mentioned, open in New England, not an easy place to open. The hangover will be the question after week one when the Belichick-led Pats give them an opening week defeat. Again, the Patriots going to be a team that just does the right things this year over and over. And then on Sunday Night Football, I expect a slugfest with the Cowboys heading to the New York Giants. All the drama in New York for the G-men, tough matchup to start. Daniel Jones, I think, takes a step back this year. A team that's just going to be, kind of eh. Like, they overachieved last year, in my opinion. The Cowboys, again, have something to prove. I expect the defense to play, dominate all year. I think it's going to be another really fun unit for Dan Quinn to run. I expect the Cowboys to come out on top of that one and, make some noise in the playoffs. And to the NFC South, the division I was in for 6 years, it's going to be an ugly division. Any team that gets over 500 is going to be feeling good about their chances to be the division winner. With a quarter, what quarterback in the division are you betting on? That's the question I have. Tampa opens at Minnesota, tough opener for them. Carolina at Atlanta, and then Tennessee at New Orleans. I expect just one team to come out on top this week, and that's only because I don't think Atlanta and Carolina will tie. You got a rookie quarterback in Carolina with an average roster. You've got a first-year quarterback with an average roster in Atlanta. You've got a veteran quarterback with a defensive head coach in New Orleans roster, and it's okay. And then you've got a good roster, in my opinion, in Tampa with a now well-traveled Baker Mayfield. Yeah, scratch your head on this one. This division is going to beat up on itself. It's going to get beat up on outsiders. Ultimately, I'm going to go with Baker in the Bucs. I think he is going to play well when it matters. I think the defense is going to play well under Coach Bowles. I think the Saints maybe have the quarterback I trust most. I just, am not sure I see Dennis Allen getting this team over the top, pushing the right buttons at the right times. It's going to be some good highlights from this division, some good players in this division, but again, some ugly games and, not a division that too many people are going to expect too much from. At the end of the year, I think it's going to be the Bengals and 49ers and the Sam Darnold-led 49ers team to take on a Burrow-led Bengals. Yes, I said Sam Darnold-led 49ers. This could be fun. Maybe we'll hit on that later. Other things I encourage you to look for this year. I think Justin Herbert's going to put up big numbers with what they did on their offensive side of the football, offensive line, and the weapons they have in place. Big contract for a tight end. I expect TJ Hockenson to massively underplay that contract he's now getting paid for. Not that I don't like Hawk, but that's a lot of money for a guy playing his position. I think we're going to see a throwback to more running of the football by a number of teams this year, teams that are really going to lean on the run game. Again, whether it's RPO, whether it's zone read, get the quarterbacks involved. I think we're going to see rushing numbers up a little bit this year. I think head coaches are going to have some quick hooks for both young and veteran quarterbacks. If things aren't going the way they want, you know, stick a different quarterback in there, see what happens, maybe ride the hot hand a little bit. I think we'll see a little bit more of that this year than we have in the past. I think we're going to see defenses getting penalized as much as we ever do with big hits, but that'll taper off as the years go, as teams complain more and more. The NFL has to understand it is a contact sport. And finally, I'm going to say a non-quarterback is going to win the MVP this year. Whether it's an offensive player, defensive player, expect that guy not to have a quarterback. What things are you looking for? Let me know at RightStepADV. Enjoy tonight, Sunday, Monday of NFL action. If you have time, plenty of college football action on this weekend as well. It's fully football season, so keep scouting.